News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
4 in 10 Irish holidaymakers reported issues with car rental while they were abroad last summer. And the top issues were long waiting times to pick up the car, hidden fees, and the car not being the one that they thought they had booked. And this is according to new research published this morning by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, whose Deputy Director of Communications, Orla de Largy, joins us now. Orla, the trends that you saw, what are the most common problems and how significant are they?
Good morning, Anton. Thanks for having us on. Well, the big issues that people ran into, you mentioned there at the top, long waits in the airport. And we've all been there. It can be very stressful. You land in at night, very hot. You have your children with you. If they're anything like mine, they'll be crying. And maybe the car isn't as described when you get there. And also, you might come across hidden charges as well. So we're out today talking to consumers because there's lots of things that you can do, lots of precautions that you can take to head off that stress at the beginning and the end of your journey. It can really ruin your holiday if it's bookended with a stressful car hire situation.
And what are the precautions?
So there's lots of things you can do. The top tip from us is really do your research. Look carefully at the company, look for recommendations from other consumers, look at things like where you're picking up the car, what are the terms and conditions, and be really careful. One in three of us book through a broker, through a third party site. And that's where you got to take a lot of extra precautions because you might actually find that you've got two sets of terms and conditions. And really, whenever you land into the other country and you go to pick up their car, you're dealing with the car hire company. They've spent a lot of money on that car and they're going to take a lot of precautions before they hand it over to you.
Sorry, that almost makes it sound like car hire is a small artisan cottage industry run by mom and pop operations in each town. These are global multinationals and they're almost all the same.
They are. You're right. And the websites that you book through, they're a separate company altogether. So that's why you have to be really careful. But we've all been there. Whenever you land into if you go to a small airport, you're basically dealing with one individual who's there behind the desk. So you do have to bear that in mind. Make sure you give them your flight number. And if you think you're going to be delayed, do ring in advance just to try and make sure that they'll be there whenever you land. The other thing is to make sure you bring the right paperwork, obviously bring your driving license, but also be really careful about the finance that's needed. We discovered that some people, even though they'd booked with a debit card, whenever they get to the desk, 3 in 4 people were asked for a credit card, and the credit card needs to have sufficient finance on it to cover you for the trip. And make sure we also find that 1 in 4 consumers keep a credit card for the sole purpose of renting a car. You might only be doing that once a year. So make sure that you know where the card is. Is it working? Is it still in date? Do you have the PIN number? Most importantly, you'll be asked for that at the desk. So there, all of these things you can do in advance and that will speed up your journey through the process at the other end. The other thing, really important, shop around for insurance in advance. They terrify you at the desk about what can go wrong. So if you put that in place before you leave the country, it can be way cheaper and it will reduce your stress at the desk. And before you leave the airport, really important, take lots of photos, lots of video. And if there's a scratch in the car, mark it on the paperwork and make sure you get that endorsed by the staff so there can be no question afterwards that that scratch was pre-existing.
Now, if any of these companies have Irish operations and you find that you have been missold or that you've received bad treatment, is there any recourse through the CCPC?
We do get calls to the CCPC about car hire. And this survey was particularly about people going abroad on holiday because we thought that there was additional vulnerability there. But we do take calls to our helpline about car hire in Ireland. And, obviously all of the...
No, but sorry, what I mean is if they have an operation in Ireland and I've gotten shafted in the States, can I call you and you do something to the Irish operation to get me proper treatment?
Well, we have taken action against car hire brokers before. We've worked with our consumer agencies across Europe and we've taken action and we've made sure that their terms and conditions were improved and the information provided for consumers was improved and that has worked across the board. We've taken action there. You can call us and we'll talk you through your rights. I would say if you're hiring a car in America, take extra precautions. We have advice on our website, CCPC.com. www.ie/car rental. Have a look there for all the additional information you need. But yeah, in the United States, you're going to need additional insurance. You're going to, you know, be careful about the state that you're going. You might get charged additional. If something happens to your car, you might get charged additional fees for it being off the road while it's being repaired. So you will find in a lot of rental agreements that, or in insurance, that there's a sort of breakout clause for what's happening in America, because it can be particularly difficult there. So take extra precautions, I think.
Orla, thank you very much. Orla De Largy, Deputy Director of Communications at the CCPC.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.